Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Andrew Mkandawire, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Malote. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Fantastic. I do hope that your day has been good over there in Lusaka.
Indeed, it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Now we're going to be continuing with our discussion, applying scripture to everyday decisions. I want to start with the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It reads as follows: the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Now, in today's conversation, we want to delve a little deeper into whether or not we can know God's word and still remain ignorant. Now, Pastor, it seems like the Pharisees knew the scriptures inside out. Is it possible to study the Bible and still be unconverted?
Yes, very possible. The case of the Pharisees is a classic example. And so, the danger of studying the scriptures for the sake of knowledge without developing a relationship with the author is what the Pharisees are presenting us with right now. And so, in the case of the Pharisees, very, very knowledgeable. They were even called doctors of the law because they knew the law very well. And yet, in the case of Jesus Christ, when he speaks about them, he says, do what they say, then do what they do, because they say, but they don't do. So they know the law, and yet they don't apply it. I mean, they know it, but it hasn't changed them. They remain unconverted, even when they are even doctors of the law. So it's very, very possible.
My goodness.
And the danger comes in because we don't develop a relationship with the author of the scriptures.
That's quite such an indictment on those who profess to be Christians and yet remain unconverted. But haven't we said that you do not come in contact with God's word and remain unchanged? I think we have claimed that. Now you are saying, no, that claim may not necessarily be correct.
True. Because when we come into contact with the word of God with a certain attitude, we actually go back worse off than we came. And so it's either we are converted for good or we are even worse off. Because scripture tells us that the Spirit of truth, when he shall come, he will come to convict the world of sin, of judgment, and of righteousness. If the Spirit of God fails to convict us of these things, then we are worse off than we came.
Now, how can we avoid falling into that same trap as Pharisees? I mean, the Pharisees, of course, you know, as you are saying, they knew the law, etc., and very confident at that. In fact, truth of the matter is that the Pharisees were a point of reverence as far as knowing that they were consulted. What does the scripture say? And they will quote it even from the heart. So how do we, if you've got any way that you can help us to avoid falling into that same trap then as the Pharisees?
In fact, let's begin from the fact that the Pharisees were very knowledgeable. So let me read just three verses. Okay. Maybe for the sake of time, we might want to do it a little later. But John chapter 17, verse 3 says this. Let me just read it. It says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. When we come to the scriptures to come to know God and Jesus Christ, his son, then we have the antidote to avoid a similar situation as the Pharisees found themselves. When we come to know God and have a relationship with him, that's the only way we can avoid being in the same situation as the Pharisees. And then in Matthew chapter 11. And this, allow me to read, because this is really nice. In Matthew 11, from verse 28 to verse 30, the Bible says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is saying that his teachings, that's the yoke. The yoke simply referred to his teachings, because he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me."
Yeah.
So his teachings are what he refers to as the yoke. These teachings, he says, are easy. And because they are easy, we can easily learn from Christ. And as we learn, we develop a relationship with him and with God. And we have an antidote of being knowledgeable and yet inconverted.
Now, Pastor, if I clap you and I give you a hot clap tomorrow morning, what are you going to do?
Well,
unprovoked. And just as you are asking, Zama, what's happened? I give you a very hot one again. What you gonna do?
Yeah. So I saw a video of a man on a bus preaching, but unfortunately, somebody was taking a call, and so the preacher was making noise. And this brother who was on the call asked the preacher to be quiet. The preacher ignored him, gave him a slap. And then he realized, I was actually disturbing this brother. So he went over to the brother and turned his cheek the other side and asked him to slap again on the other side. Now that was extreme. If you did that to me, I would simply walk away. Yeah.
Doesn't Christ, though, teach, and you are saying his teachings are easy, teach that we should turn the other cheek?
He does. And this is what he means. He does not mean that when you are slapped, then you allow to be slapped again. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, when one slaps you unprovoked and you have no... There is absolutely no reason for what they have done to you. Forgive. If they insist on fighting you, let them fight, but forgive them and let go. That's what we're teaching here.
The interesting thing, though, Pastor, is that Christ has spoken about forgiveness. And was very direct speaking about forgiveness in no uncertain terms. He didn't mince his words when he spoke about forgiveness. Forgive 70 times 7, etc., etc. We know that. But this particular one, you're saying he was implying forgiveness, and yet he spoke about forgiveness in no uncertain terms. Are we not stretching this verse to be meaning forgiveness? Which is, and it does not?
He means do not retaliate. That's what he's saying. Instead of fighting back, you answer evil with good. And so when you stretch that, he says, in fact, even turn the other cheek. Now, when Paul speaks on the scene, he's saying, to your enemies, when they are hungry, give them food. When they are thirsty, give them water, because by so doing, you can pose a fire on them. That's the same thing that Jesus was talking about. In other words, do not retaliate and answer them with good when they offend you with evil. That's what Jesus is speaking for.
All right, I hear you. I hear you. What are the dangers, would you say, of knowing what the scripture says and actually not allowing it to change you?
So the scriptures are offered by God. And we come to the understanding of the scriptures through his spirit. And Jesus says to us that it is expedient that he goes back to heaven so that the Holy Spirit comes down to us to minister to us. So when we come to the scriptures, we come to read the scriptures with the help of the Holy Spirit. It is he who makes us understand and develops our relationship with God. In John chapter 16, verse 8 and verse 13, particularly, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will convict us of sin, of judgment, and righteousness. And he will bring us into the truth. This very truth is what Jesus says in the book of John, that will set us free when we come to the knowledge of this truth. We will know it and it will set us free. The problem, the danger of knowing the scripture without developing a relationship with God, so much so that the Holy Spirit will change us, is that we develop a smeared conscience. We become insensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, so much so that we don't hear his voice. And when that happens, we are worse off than when we were ignorant, because the scriptures are meant to be an avenue for God to change us, to develop a relationship with us and regenerate us. And so if we don't get regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit, then we are worse off indeed than when we came to the scripture. That's the danger of knowing the scripture and still remaining converted, because we are smeared, we don't hear his voice, and so we are really convicted of judgment because we have refused to be convicted of sin.
Yeah, now let's go back to the Pharisees. Did they know that they were unconverted, or perhaps they genuinely believe that they were right and converted and on the right path?
The Pharisees were a beautiful creation. They were highly trained, these people. And Jesus speaks of the Pharisees in Matthew 23, just 1 to verse 3. Let me just read what he says. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude and his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, what they say to you, observe and do. But do not do according to their words, for they say, do not do." So the Pharisees, understanding the scriptures, believed that they were genuinely working for God, doing all that they could, and that they were very clean people. Thus, they considered everybody else unclean.
Okay.
When we take an example of the Pharisees, for example, Saul or Paul, in the book of Acts chapter 9 and chapter 26, he says of himself that he was very zealous of the Pharisees. And perhaps Philippians chapter 3 would capture this view of not just Paul, but the Pharisees as a student. This is what Philippians chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 6 is.
Okay.
Paul says, "Though I also may have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless." That is how the Pharisees considered themselves, blameless according to the law. And so they were genuinely deceived into believing that they were clean and righteous because they knew the law. And they made application for the law of their own interpretation. And so according to their own interpretation, they were righteous according to the law, their own law. And that is how they were deceived. In a similar manner, we could be deceived and think that we are right. And this comes when we do not have a relationship with the author of the scriptures, when we don't hear the voice of the Spirit, then we can be in a similar situation as the Pharisees were.
Yeah, and as I like that you actually, admonishing us that we could be in that similar situation if we are not careful. Now, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, as we go towards the close of our conversation. 2 Timothy 3:7 talks about a group of people in the last days, describing them as always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of truth. Do you think we have arrived at those days? Or was it perhaps the days of the Pharisees?
I think we have right. Because the Bible says they heaped for themselves teachers who say to them what they intend, what they wish for them to hear. And I think we have arrived at that point. And so we do not need teachers who say to us pleasing things. We need to go back to the scriptures and hear the voice of God. And when we are pointed to our sins, we must be completely convicted of those sins and abandon them according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and not to hear what is pleasing to our ears only.
Interesting, interesting, and interesting. Pastor, I want us to end it there. But what is it that you would like, in accordance to today's discussion, what is it that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I would like us to take away from this discussion the fact that we need to come to the scriptures with humble submission, with meekness to learn of the law, of the work of Jesus Christ, so that we develop a relationship with him and with God. Because like Jesus says, this is eternal life, knowing God and knowing his son whom we have sent. Mm. So let's come to the scriptures with humble submission, with meekness, to learn, an attitude of learning, and not to take from scriptures what we want from it and remove out what is convicting. We take from scriptures what God says to us. We speak to our situation, our hearts, so we submit and we let his spirit change us with the spirit of meekness.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this afternoon. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Amen. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Lovely. Have a good one, Father.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.